Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's that? And this bootleg, the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is Eshop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
What's up, everybody? Another edition of the Murder Master Music Show. Man, first of all, you know what I'm saying? When you think of rap music, obviously, where it started, who knows where the fuck it started. As far as I know, Muhammad Ali started rap, or fucking Blowfly started rap in the early 70s. You know, there's always a debate about it, but nonetheless, growing up, a lot of us kids, especially from my generation, the first rap we were... You know, the first rap we ever heard came from the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? With me, it was, you know, cats like Biz Markie, Run DMC, you know what I'm saying, Big Daddy Kane, a lot of the cold chilling artists, just like our guest MC Shan, who's going to be here tonight. So, I mean, you know, you definitely got to give props where props is due. That's all we had at the time. And eventually, you know, motherfuckers like Too Short came into play. You know, Two Live Crew, The South came in the mix, Eazy-E, NWA, Ice-T. You had a lot of these motherfuckers that definitely, you know what I'm saying, influenced a whole generation, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these guys, they're fed up with the shit, but they're not coming forward, you know what I'm saying? That's why I respect MC Shan. He just came out with a song called Let's Bring Hip Hop Back. And you think, okay, this is going to be on some Nas shit, you know, let's be real lyrical with it, let's bring this hip hop shit back. No, he's a brutal assault on these fucking swaggots. You know how we do it over here at fucking Underground Society, UGS Radio. That's what it is, man. We're waiting on old boy to call in. So as soon as he calls in, I'm going to bring on MC Shan. We got to talk about a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, went down with Cold Chillin. Of course, we're going to address these swaggots, how he feels about the game right now. And he just put out a funny-ass video. You need to YouTube it. I'll post links later, but it was kind of funny. It was like a fucking cartoon of him, you know what I'm saying, beating the shit out of fucking Soldier Boy with a goddamn fucking microphone, just hitting him in the head and shit. So, you know, definitely some funny shit. But we're going to play some music, man. Let's get off into some old shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear some Poison Clan, man. Definitely been on some Poison Clan. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna definitely get into that in a little bit, but nah, fuck it, man. Let's go right here, man. Let's go to Homeboy Soldier 187. Here I come. He was on the show last week with legendary producer KLC. So we're gonna play Soldier 187. Here I come. Fuck these swaggots. Here the Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah. Look, motherfucker, from I can smell the smoke from my motherfucking gun. If you hear me hitting, motherfucker, better run. Ain't nowhere to hide, motherfucker, here I come. B5, motherfucker, from fun. I can smell the smoke from my motherfucking gun. If you hear me hitting, motherfucker, better run. Ain't nowhere to hide, motherfucker, here I come. I can't be stopped, so crooked cop, put up your Glock. I can't retain, I won 87 the game on.
on fire. Watch out, I'm busting all the money, help you see what it is, your cat. Yeah, ain't never seen a nigga like me, I'm a dog besides rabbit. You keep on taking horses and thoughts, hurt you creep. I see so much of evil, I can't understand my preacher. Lay down and sleep, cause it's fucked up, think about killing me. Now you beefing with Mississippi and a whole new ball me. I'm down south, dirty, dirty, nigga, straight up out the gutter. Cutting all rocks and just looking like butter. I run around with Jesus, trap rats with the cheese. And call my fucking nerves after I break down my weed.
Break down my weed. Last time, motherfucker, folks,
I can smell the smoke from my motherfucking gun. If you hear me hitting, motherfucker, better run. Ain't nowhere to hide, motherfucker, here I come.
Last time, motherfucker, folks,
I can smell the smoke from my motherfucking gun. If you hear me hitting, motherfucker, better run. Ain't nowhere to hide, motherfucker, here I come. See about 4-5 niggas blasting, about 6-7 guns flashing, about 8-9 niggas dashing. Now you hear no more bragging, spitting fire like a dragon. Why don't make this shit happen? I'm some serious life been letting fake niggas be acting. Sell his last to my dope fiend, go score me some more weed. Young nigga know how to penetrate, that's why these OG they love me. I done been through so much shit, folks say I'm the most. Nigga look at Slim and tell me I'm Slim Ghost. I can't with control, I bust you open, asshole. I never fold, that's why my enemy drove. You probably catch me on the road, probably doing some shows, fucking with Gator Ball, screaming out cutthroat.
Motherfucker,
I can smell the smoke from my motherfucking gun. If you hear me hitting, motherfucker, better run. Cause ain't nowhere to hide, motherfucker, here I come.
Motherfucker,
I can smell the smoke from my motherfucking gun. If you hear me hitting, motherfucker, better run. Cause ain't nowhere to hide, motherfucker, here I come. Here I come.
Making a nice to be on the street. Niggas say I be tripping, but them the same motherfuckers who get caught out there flipping. Tell a nigga don't sleep. Shit is street, and you got to be deep. And since they made it hard to sell dope, everybody out the rod. I can't get caught sleeping. It's 9-3, shit's sick, and I'm peeping.
Hey, yo, they gon' take you, man. You know you flipping this bag. Chunks on him. You know that's when them road rapping niggas you can step to with that old. Let me hit my demo or some fuck shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm anything.
It's no creep to hit this nigga, man.
Hey, yo, Jay.
What's up?
Boy, playing, what's up, bro?
Hey,
oh,
hey,
shoot
that
man.
Fun, huh?
Hey, what's up? This little demo tape, won't you listen to
it? Man, bring the sense to them.
Yeah, I'm supposed to ask over that shit,
you know. You violate my circumference, player.
Yo,
fuck that, man.
Have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man? Around 7 p.m. Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that haven't been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why'd you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music, man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick it with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
Yeah, I'm back here at the Murder Master Music Show. Our guest, MC Shan, you know what I'm saying, legendary, you know what I'm saying, East Coast rapper from, you know what I'm saying, Queens, definitely putting it down. He's coming back, you know what I'm saying, he don't like the state of hip-hop, and I'm with him. I don't like this shit either. It's all fucked up right now. You just heard a commercial from KFYB, that's Fuck You Bitch, coming on every Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Here in the Midwest. So you definitely got to check that out with the homie Devil Six, you know what I'm saying, my brother's Mac J. And, of course, the lovely Velvet Rose, you know what I'm saying, former adult star. She comes in and does her thing. They got one hell of a format on that show. Definitely worth checking out, you know what I'm saying. Also, make sure to visit UGSForLife.com. Check out everything we got going on. We got the magazine, the motherfucking magazine's coming together perfect. My brother Six is killing the graphics. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of content. You know what I'm saying? I got other people working on content. Swoop, he's got an article. We got the homie JC Barba from motherfucking healthenlightened.com. He's going to be writing an article about, you know what I'm saying, health-related shit. We got conspiracy shit. We got sports. You know what I'm saying? We got the fucking Bronx Bull, Jake LaMotta. Who the fuck puts Jake LaMotta in a box, in a rap magazine? You know what I'm saying? That dude's a goddamn legend. Be looking for that October 31st. We have all kinds of other surprises going to be in there, too. So, but without further ado, let's bring on the one, the only MC Shan. Let's bring hip-hop back right here, right now, the Murder Master Music Show. What's up, Shan?
Chilling like a belly. Y'all got me on?
Yeah, we got you, man. How you been?
I'm chilling like a belly.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
I was sitting here watching Scared Straight. I almost forgot what time it was.
You lost track of time. Oh, hey, it happens all the time. Don't even trip, man. But one thing you didn't lose track of time on was, man, you're coming at these rappers nowadays. That song, Let's Bring Hip Hop Back, you know what I'm saying? It's a very powerful song, man. Are you disgusted with these fucking punks and swaggots right now?
Yeah, I'm disgusted with it, but they got to do them. You know what I'm saying? And if they don't like what I'm talking about, then that's a little bit too bad. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to do what hip-hop is made for. You know,
yeah.
They got this new stuff that come out right now, and it's like, y'all do y'all. I ain't mad at you, but don't get mad when artists that are real rappers that like to call names and like to call you out of your position that you're sitting so comfortable in. Don't get mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because, you know, back in the day, you had a wide variety of music. Now it's like everybody's looking for the same sound. What has been the response when you dropped that record so far?
I have nothing but good responses. I didn't even... See, I think I took a different tactic about it.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping this song, I didn't put out any forewarnings. I didn't do anything to let people know it's coming. I just dropped it. I didn't give people a chance to have anything negative to say before it even came out. So when it did drop, all of those that follow hip-hop and have followed me all of these years were, looking for a breath of fresh air in the music business. I mean, I don't have that big money engine behind me, but it's on a slow creep, you know what I'm saying? Real record, not real. It's on a slow creep underground. It's not, and, of course, they're not going to put it with the big money engine stuff for the simple fact that when you hear what good music is and what bad rapping is, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to change your format so they ain't going to let it slip into the mainstream.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, you've been doing this for years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you've been in this right around the time I started getting into rap, even before. You know what I'm saying? Your first album that came out, Cold Chillin', was Down by Law. What were you doing before that album came out? Because I know you were heavy into the hip-hop scene even before that album. That was 86?
86. We was rhyming on the bench. That's what we did. You know what I'm saying? We'd be in the hallway, beating on the hallway windows, making beats and rhyming freestyle. You know? This was something we did, and when it came time to get paid for it, I was on this, oh, we can get paid for this too, because hip-hop is something we love from the beginning. It was in our heart. Just that was the music of the day. Just like hip-hop is the music of the day today, doesn't mean that I can't have the kind of hip-hop that I listen to, because y'all think that just because you turn 40, the game is supposed to turn off in you. No, that's not what the thing is. Once you hip-hop, you hip-hop for life. There ain't no, I'm 40 now, I got to listen to classic rock, you know?
Yeah.
There is no such thing as classic hip-hop. Those are, you know what I'm saying? We don't go, that's that old school. We don't want to listen to that. We listen to that growing up already. It's, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear that no more. We want to hear some new stuff, but not the new stuff y'all doing.
Yeah, just bullshit.
And that doesn't say that all young artists don't have skills. It's just the ones that are getting shots have no skills.
Yeah, they're not. They're seeing
the
nonsense.
The good ones hidden away because once they find out that they good and I'm not, it's gonna blow their whole cover. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. They're blocking a lot of real talented MCs from around the world. You know, and it's kind of fucked up. You know, but what do you think about this skinny jean bullshit thing that's going on, and these dudes wearing these weird, like cross-dressing outfits, man? What is your take on that shit?
About cross-dressing outfits? I don't know.
Like Kanye in his little skirt, or Lil Wayne wearing tights and fucking beaded earrings.
That's on them. I don't fuck with that old faggy shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to offend nobody or nothing. But if you feel any kind of way because somebody called you a fag or something like that, then you shouldn't be that. If it's embarrassing to you to be that, then change your style. You know what I'm saying? If you're embarrassed to be what you are, be what you are. Take it for what it is. But I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't do the cross-dressing and the tight clothes thing. I mean, we used to wear tight pants back in the days, you know, straight legs and stuff, but it was for a different reason. And they were male pants. They weren't female pants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They weren't female pants. That's a good point you made. But I'll tell you what, if you can't hold the line, I'm going to play your song right now. Let's bring hip-hop back. And then we'll bring you back for a little more discussion.
All right. That's what it is. Get your hand out of my pocket. Get your hand out of my pocket. Get your hand out of my pocket.
Old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spinning hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. I'm the type to claim I never knew that cat. And on sight, niggas laying you out flat. Confidential CI, nigga, you that rat. Claiming thug, where the fuck they do that at? Is it to my understanding that you're handling coke keys? Talking about you pros, nigga, you broke, please. You better save it for a lawyer. Less trips to the strip club, tricking on Latoya. You can never hold down what I maintain. Sick, got the people saying I ain't sane. Hot boy, acting like if you ain't flame. Got a chopper, but the bitch can't aim. In this game, son, I hustle like a nigga to sling crack. Waiting for these pussy little niggas to swing back. Me and you can never ever be on the same track. If coke was a notebook, this would be the bring back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread.
what he's saying, he whack. Y'all niggas fraud, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare, everything he fears. Fuck all his talking, nigga, see me when the check clears. Now y'all rapping and pursuing careers, and this shit that I've been doing for years. Since when do some 20 inches sit a nigga so high? Walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today. Cause legends don't die, we just fade away. He must have rolled the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nigga talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, fuck you nigga, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Now bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Now bring hip hop back. You rather see a blind man cause he write braille. Why that nigga locked up cause he like jail? This nigga here shook cause he look all pale. A tame a beast, you got to grab it by the tail. But the trick is, I'm hard to catch. And your style and my style, they hardly match. I'm looking at the surface and it's hardly scratched. You still bleeding and you partly patch. I stay on point and keep one in the chain. And ain't worried about you cause your bitch ass lame. Fuck around and I'ma leave your bitch ass maimed. Nothing personal, it's part of the game. Original done, you know where I'm with me. My gun pun cock, no bullshit talk. Your pussy on that rude boy, I move from a jet. My tech get the rusty, but still shoot strip. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread.
Yeah, this shit right here, man, that shit goes hard as fuck, man. Let's bring back on MC Shan. Shan, man, that right there is a beast, man. That's a beast of a track, dude. Much props to you for that, man.
Thank you, brother.
Man, I want to talk about something else. I just saw the video, the animation, where you zapped Soldier Boy out of his video into your video, beat the shit out of him with a microphone. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Well, that's an animated series that I got going on, you know what I'm saying? It's called Planet Cold Chillin', and the story starts out with me being escaping from Planet Cold Chillin', which was my old record company, and on Planet Cold Chillin' is run by Evil Fly Guy, which is actually Fly Ty, and he has these robot minions all around the world, whack rappers, and he signs them to a Cold Chillin' contract. And so now I'm just going around space and I'm just, you know, zapping rappers and going to sit them down and sit them in front of a big screen and just make them watch old school videos for like hours and hours till they get a little bit of edumacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a couple of those cartoon series on my YouTube page.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. You know, that's what we do. We got a movement over here called Underground Society, which it spans the globe to like 15 countries and, you know, a shitload of states. And, you know, we see these motherfuckers, we got to call them out. You know what I'm saying? We got to expose them for what the fuck they are. They ain't no representation. Soldier Boy, to me,
the word that they have to deter you from doing things like that is a word called hater. Like, you calling me a hater is gonna make me a difference. You're still fucking garbage. Call me a hater all day, you're still garbage. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think the term hater came from the haters, or came from the one. I was discussing this the other day with JT Money of the Poison Clan. I think the term hater came from the whack motherfuckers. Because that's their excuse when you come at him. Oh man, he's just hating. He's just a fucking hater.
Yeah, and they made that word for guys like me and Chris. Guys that'll listen to your song and don't like what you're talking about, we make a record about you. You know what I'm saying? They made it for guys like us that are battle hardened and battle ready, and that was the nature of the hip hop game. You know, until they phased it out to the point where. Who wins the battle is the one that sold the most records. Come on, man. Where you get that from? When they start doing this garbage? Oh, you sold more records than me, so that makes your skills a lot more tighter than mine because you sold more records. No, you got a bunch of a lot more minions following you. That's all.
That and you got to think about a lot of these guys. They, you know, they got shoe endorsement deals. They got all kinds of shit. They could go and buy 200,000 records like it wasn't nothing of their own shit. You know what I mean? They could go to the store and just cop their own shit. And that could spike up their sales.
Shit. They'd be the only ones listening to that garbage. So why we give a fuck?
Yeah. We got to keep, you know, like nowadays, like the real hip-hop is still out there. We just got to go get it. You know what I mean? You got to go,
well,
you got
to
go find it.
Some shit to put in this fireplace in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Let them keep warm in the winter.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, well, here we go, man. We got the single, you know. What's up with the album, brother?
Well, I'm working on that. I mean, I've been having an album in the works for years now. You know what I'm saying? It's just the right time and a place for everything. And I just feel that right now is a good time for me to come with it. I've been getting such a good reception on the song I put out. You know, people have not wanting to hear me change. They don't want to hear me rhyming on a track beat. They want to hear Shan on a regular Shan beat and me doing what I do, which means not doing this trap music shit.
Yeah, definitely. And are you gonna be working with the you know what I'm saying, any more legends? Like I know we all know about the tracks, you know, Queensbridge and South Bronx. We all know about that. Are you and Chris gonna do anything?
Well, we've been planning it for years. You know what I'm saying? It's just our schedules are so different. You know what I'm saying? That when I see Chris, I run into him here in town or something like that. We schedule it. But, you know, he don't fly much, you know. So him getting from one side of the town to the other, it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's like our schedules just ain't meeting up. But I'd love to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Actually, one of my episodes, I'm going to bring him into the cartoon. And I'm just going to force him to have to get down on a project with me, even if it is the cartoon. And I think it's the next episode where Chris is zapped up into it because I need help getting at these whack MCs and whatnot. So I think I'm going to zap Chris up to the spaceship, and he's going to be, you know, he's
helping
gonna
you
be a partner with me on
these.
The spaceship doing what I'm just going to bring him in.
Helping you,
Chris, I don't care if you don't want to be on the spaceship. But it's still my ship. Remember, I'll ship you back to the South Bronx.
yeah, real ship, man, real ship. Well, that's good, man.
Right. Look, and you'll be standing in the Queens Bridge. That's what the bridge of the ship is called, the Queens Bridge. So be careful how you know.
He'll be in there no matter what. Yeah. he'll have to make a spaceship with South Bronx in it and zap you in there.
Right.
But
it's only one spaceship in this cartoon. There's only one room for one captain and whatnot.
But, man, I see, you know what I'm saying, the song, you know, is definitely, I see it's getting some nice views on the YouTube, and it's got a good message to it. What advice do you have for rappers that are trying to get in and they're getting blocked, you know what I'm saying, or they got some type of shady fucking deal that want to get out, man? What can they do?
Well,
with
the
your
first
experience.
Thing they should have did before they got into that shady deal, which I tell every artist, first thing you do before you do even get a manager is you get a lawyer, because the lawyer is going to protect you from everybody from the manager on down. They're in your better interest because you pay them. You know what I'm saying? Don't never pick a lawyer that's picked for you or given to you by your manager or appointed to you by a record company. Get your own lawyer. You know what I'm saying? That's the advice I give them. And nowadays, there ain't no record deal. What you want a record deal for? So you could give them half of everything, your shows, your imprints, your sales on your first. They ain't buying your kids, half of your kids' milk when your first baby is born. What you giving them half of everything for? They're going to want a piece of your firstborn, too. These 360 deals that they're giving you is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And to get it, you got to get this amount of, you got a list of things you got to do. Now, if I could get all those lists of things that y'all want for me to get a deal with you, I might as well keep going on my own. Fuck out of here. I'm going to get all this shit and then give it to you fucks. Come on.
Yeah, that's real shit. That's real shit. You know what I'm saying? I've seen, you know, some videos you posted. And one video, you was responding to some stuff that Marley Marl said. What kind of terms are you guys on right now? Are you guys at all fucking with each other?
After I heard the responses to his last, you know, to those videos that we just did,
mm-hmm.
I'm just done, you know what I'm saying? I'm good, I'm all right, you know what I'm saying? No, ain't no thing where I want to have no fighting with him or nothing like that, but I just can't do it, you know what I'm saying? I hear you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just moving on. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's real shit. Real shit. I respect that, definitely. Definitely. Well, you know, you're doing
but
your own
like
thing.
This. People will want me to just, for the public's sake, for the people's sake, forget that. And then once we go backstage, now it's back to, I'd rather be 100% real all day than becoming fake in front of people for 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And then
yeah.
go back once I'm going back. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I don't really fuck with the nigga like that. You know what I mean? I'd rather keep it alive. I don't fuck with the nigga like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with him like that. There's no hurt, hard feelings or nothing. But, yo, I just can't do it. I hear you.
That's real shit, real shit. Well, you publicly stated yourself in that video, you know what I'm saying, that, you were responding to him that you had somewhat of a drug problem. And that he I guess got you in it. How's that going for you? You good with that shit?
Oh, I've been chilling on that shit. That's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Okay.
Those are the things that I'm talking about with his video, where you want to try and degrade my character and you want to drag me under the bus.
Yeah.
But you don't know. I've seen the undercarriage of the bus so many times that I know what it looks like, so I don't give a shit. All right, you want to throw me under the bus? Okay, you're going to come with me, and you're going to see what the undercarriage looks like this time. So since you want to say, I'm the drug head, well, who's the one who introduced me to it? You know, now it's a humana, humana, humana. You don't know what can of worms you're opening up, because I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say what I got to say, whatever. If you don't like it, too bad. But when you want to open up that can of worms, you done opened up some shit on yourself, too, now.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have every right to defend yourself, you know what I'm saying, speak your side, too, so. But if you
right,
hold on,
and the
hold
internet
on for...
is forever. Like he said on his video, that, oh, that was so long ago, that eighth video. So what? If it was so long ago, then how come I can pick it up on YouTube today where it's making me sound like I'm a total sucker? Oh, no, I've got to correct that. You know what I'm saying? If it's out there, I'm going to correct it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you hold on for one sec, I'm going to play just a little bit of a clip of that video you put out. I'll be right back.
To downgrade anybody, I can't take nothing away from Marley as a producer. Yes, he's a great producer. He knows what he's doing. I learned how to produce from him. You dig what I'm saying? And as far as you want to sit back and talk about drug use and this and that, you introduced me to crack cocaine. And if you're going to sit there and assassinate my character, why not add yourself to the mix? Because most of the time while I was sitting there sniffing and smoking cocaine, you were sniffing and smoking cocaine with me. So why don't you address that issue and don't just try and put it on me and try and say bitterness and drug use.
Now that right there, that was some real, real powerful shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, man, they won't even put that out there. But, you know, I really commend you for keeping it all the way true with your fans, man, and the people that listen to you. So much props.
Look,
on
there's
that,
nothing that I did that I'm going to be ashamed of. There's nothing I'm going to do that I'm going to be ashamed of. It's a part of my learning experience in life, and I'm proud of everything that I did, the coke, the crack, the weed smoke, the fucking getting burnt fucking bitches raw, all that shit. All that is a life experience. That's part of my life's book. I'm not mad at any of it.
I feel you, man. If I hadn't fucked up in my life, I wouldn't have my kids. So, you know what I'm saying? I would have been in a totally different place. So definitely, yeah, you got to go through the fucking flames. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that. I respect that. But we got some callers, man. I'm going to bring in some callers right now real quick. Yeah, we got you. 270A. Hey, what's up, homie?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you're on the line with
one of the
true legends and pioneers of this shit, man, MC Shan.
How you doing, Shan?
I'm all right. What's up, brother?
Man, I just wanted to let you know, man, I came from, I was born in 1981, so I grew up in the Death Row era, man, and I never really got too deep into the East Coast music, but that song that y'all just played to bring hip-hop back, that song was super dope, dog. I was feeling that song.
Thank you, brother.
That song was real nice.
That's
but,
how we used to look. I'm telling you, I'm one of the cats that they used to let get a pass in L.A. back in the days because I wore one red shoe and one blue shoe, and they used to give me a pass all the time. Because that's Shan, he ain't into that gang shit, you know what I'm saying? That's that nigga Shan. They used to give me a pass with that red and blue shit, you know what I'm saying?
And
yeah.
I was checking you out on the Wikipedia, and I had no clue that you produced the Snow record. Did you produce the whole record, or what's up with that?
Yeah, I produced the whole album. I'm the one that his DJ came to me one day. That's the best thing that weed smoking did for me, is I ran into his DJ. And he told me, I got a white guy that does reggae. And I'm like, yeah, right, bullshit. Next week, Snow came down. We went in the studio that night and started recording that Informer shit.
I mean, I remember being like 11, 12 years old and that Informer. That song was dope. That song was real dope. The beat was real dope, too.
Your imitation of it was really fucking retarded, though.
Hey, I don't know what he said. It was dope, though.
Yeah, I don't know what he said either.
But right now, who are you listening to keep you level-headed in hip-hop? That's my question for you.
I don't listen to nothing you hear on the radio. My iPod and stuff is full of CDs that I get from these open mics that I go to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hearing all the cats that are jumping around talking about I got Ice Bezel and my diamonds is this and I'm on the block pushing that and I'm driving this. Don't nobody give a fuck about what you driving, nigga. Let me catch you on the wrong night. The motherfucking bezel, that jewel bezel is going to be motherfucking my man shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody on that bullshit right there. So I don't listen to none of that shit. That's for the niggas that be fantasizing and dreaming about bullshit.
That's
what I wanted to hear too.
Partially, that's BET's fault. BET with their bullshit entertainment motherfucking network always fucking playing that bullshit, and that's all these kids is thinking about, the bullshit. They ain't thinking about going to school. They ain't listening to nothing uplifting. Nothing that's going to upgrade the community. They're listening to a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And so this is the things that me coming with that. Bring hip hop back. Shit, they're gonna tell a story. Yeah, I might tell a story of dealing and what it is looking like in my neighborhood. My neighborhood looks just like yours. But you know, you're gonna hear me tell the drug story in third person. Shit, I'm gonna tell a story, but it's not me doing the shit. In the end, you're gonna find out it's not all about glory. It's about this motherfucker that's about putting the body back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell the whole story, not part of it. Oh, yeah, I'm buying Bentleys and this, that, and third. And ain't no that's selling drugs, buying Bentleys and shit. So that's out of the fucking question. Ain't no money in drugs like that. And it's only a few cats in the rap business that's getting bread like that. You know what I'm saying? In all reality. So don't live this fucking dream that you're dreaming. That shit is not real at all.
It's definitely good to know that there's an honest and real voice still left in hip-hop, man. Appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, real shit.
And I always keep it honest. I can't be no other way, you know what I'm saying? People know opinions are like assholes. We all got them. My truth might not be your truth, but it's my truth, regardless of the fact. I don't care what the fuck you talking about. It's my truth.
Yeah. Real shit. Hey, thanks for calling in, brother.
All right, yes, sir.
Ain't no problem.
Yeah, that's real shit. We got another one over here. We got one 609. Hey, what's up, homie?
Hey, what's going on? This is Ready Red.
This is the music. Hey, we got history. We got history again. I know I always say this, but
I'm going to share some history with Shan that he may not even remember, but years ago, he played in my hometown of Trenton, New Jersey. and he was way up in the corner after scooting.
Hey,
Shan,
this is DJ Ready Ray.
What up, yo?
What's happening? I was going to share a story a long time ago, maybe 84, 85. You played the Capitol Roller Rink when I was the resident DJ at, and you was booked for a show.
Oh, all right.
And I walked over to you.
Which roller rink was it?
Yeah, the Capitol Roller Rink. Arthur Armstrong booked you for a show. And you gave me some of the most valuable advice that there ever was. And I was like, yo, Shay, what you going on? He said, as soon as they get my money, they ain't got my money, no show. You know what?
Hey, that's
you know what? That yes, that stuck with me for years and years because I actually had to use that one time in Cleveland. As bad as we wanted to go on, man, they didn't have it. But, you know, we tried our best to work something out, man. But I want to say, man, I appreciate that advice, Shay.
Hey, listen, I ain't no problem passing it on. Look, we took a lot of grunts early in the hip-hop game. We took a lot of grunts so that niggas can get paid now, you know what I'm saying? We was like the testers of how you get jerked and how you can't get jerked in the game. Because we was the first ones out doing it. It was like trial and error, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And then I ran into you again.
Well, but one thing we learned was, yo, ain't no more fucking shelter break in here. I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting on until I get my money. So you get on stage and the motherfucker say, oh, you went 1 minute short of what I wanted you to get on and I'm not paying you. Oh, really? We learned that.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you some stories on that. I just want to say, man, I've been, congratulations. I know I'm kind of like 2 years late on the birth of your daughter. I see how you put it up there, man. I'm proud of that. I like the new music.
Thank you, brother.
And all that, man. Like I said, I'm very proud, man, to see anybody from back in the day still being current, still being relevant, still doing their thing. You give me the shot in the arm, make me want to do my thing even more now.
Man, you got to, Red. You got to.
A lot of you old school cats need to have stop having watch y'all and letting these little young motherfuckers rule and dictate what the fuck we talking about and what we could say. Stop having watch y'all. Right?
Get you know that. And ain't
what we do away,
man. I just been accepting it, but you know what? It's going to cease. It's going to cease, man. We got to come out here and, like you say, man, do our thing. Let them know this is how we did it, man.
Look, we out there. We just waiting for some shit that we can grab onto. You know what I'm saying? We out there like a motherfucker. Even if a lot of young little cats out here that want to hear some real spit, real, you know what I'm saying? They want the roots of hip-hop. They don't want to be like no fucking Soulja Boy. Fuck that.
I want to say this. I just want to interrupt you guys for a second. You have these so-called hip-hop shows where they talk about hip-hop history, and they only go back to, like, Jay-Z. That's fucking bullshit. This right here, right now, live, this is hip-hop fucking history. Anybody that knows anything about hip-hop doesn't know these two guys are on the line right now. You don't know shit about hip-hop. Man, I can't. I'm just blown back, man. Thank you for calling in, Red. Man, stay on the line if you want, man.
You
know what I'm saying?
Man, I just want to say much success to your prayers. I enjoy what you do.
I appreciate it.
You have my respect, man. I'm gonna let y'all get back to what y'all doing, man. My girl looking at me crazy right now because I'm interrupting her show. But we'll talk about that later.
Hey, take care, Red.
All right, Red. Kill your blood.
Be good. Yes.
And that's you know what I'm saying, that's the first cat to sample, you know what I'm saying, Scarface. You know what I'm saying, before anybody. And he was on the show a few weeks back telling us exactly how it happened. And so it's great to see, you know what I'm saying, guys that have been doing this literally since the beginning of this shit on the phone together, man. Fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate shit like that, Shan. You know, I'm not one of these fucking these new guys that just you know, like what's on the radio. I don't like nothing, like you said, I don't like nothing that's on the radio. I ain't bought a commercial rap CD in probably over a fucking decade. You know what I'm saying? So,
no,
that's
my
what's
wife
up,
told
man.
Me today we driving in the car. She's like, you don't listen to the radio? No.
Yeah.
So you can turn that bullshit on, but I don't listen to that shit.
You know how when you turn on the radio, it says the title of the song and shit? My wife turned on the radio the other day in the car. And I go down and I took a picture of it. I got to post it on Facebook. my fucking radio told me it said Blow Me. That's what it fucking, that's supposedly the name of the song, Blow Me. Now, back in the day, explicit music, there was a sticker, you know, it was intended for adults, even though I was like in third grade getting a hold of this shit. But nowadays, they're doing it differently. They're targeting the kids with this shit. Like, you know, you know a five-year-old shouldn't listen to Let's Take Hip Hop Back, the dirty version. You know what I'm saying? But this shit they got on the radio, it's subliminal. I mean, it's like, it's fucking with
Look,
the youth,
man. Look, and that's why I got a clean version of the shit.
Yeah.
I got a clean version and a clean version of the video.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't be sitting in your car with your kid and it says, Blow Me. And then your kid's like, what does that mean, Dad? You know, you just got to turn back and say, that doesn't mean nothing. Don't even pay attention to that and turn that shit off. Fuck the radio. Fuck the radio, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not playing anything conscious either. I don't hear any fucking conscious music. Yeah. Yeah, they're playing Blow Me and the motherfuckers are running around in tights. That doesn't sound good, you know? But
right, that's not a good thing, right? Motherfucker running around in tights talking about Blow Me.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, real shit. Well, you know, back in the day, man, when you had all these guys coming up, you know what I'm saying, like Kane. I mean, you was on the label with Kane and who else was on there at the time?
Fizz, Shante, G-Rap, the greatest crew ever to roam the planet Earth. What do you mean? The Juice Crew.
Yeah. Biz Markie, yeah. And, you know, back in those days, you know what I'm saying, what are some of your fondest memories, man? What do you remember most about that era of hip-hop?
Man, so many memories. Those were the fun times. You know, like when you're 15, 16, 17, 18, those are the fun times of your life. You know what I'm saying? So the most fun time in my life was spent with Biz and Kane and Shante and G-Rap. So the time I spent with them is forever etched in my mind because that was an important time in my life before it came to me. I'm the bill payer, and I got to pay the bills every fucking month. You know what I'm saying? Those right before you got to pay fucking bills, that's the funnest time of your life. As soon as the bill shit start, nigga, that shit is over with.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. Real shit, you know. Can you stick around for a few more minutes, man? I was going to go into a song real quick and then come right back. You got a few minutes?
Yeah, come on. Let's do it.
All right, definitely. You know what I'm saying? We're here with, you know what I'm saying, legendary MC Shan. We're going to play a song, you know, Bad Black Liar, and we'll be back right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't turn that down. Only support the real.
Yeah, 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 I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'm a trier. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya. Fuck an undercover cop, they be posing as a rap star. Fuck you and your label, what up, ma? You wanna pull a gun, meet me in the street. You wanna battle rap, meet me on the beat. Beats are nice, but them dudes ain't great. Now, and if they wanna die, meet me in the graveyard. Come to your show, snatch your ass off stage. Beat him till that motherfucker scream, okay. Fuck that, don't stop. Yeah. Stomp that bitch till he shit blood clots. He ain't witness protection, I heard the feds got him. Shoot him in the foot, now he rockin' red bottom. Ugg boots and jiggins, fuck your truck fit. Even baby monkey ass won't rock that fuck shit. You signed with a faggot that bought some street cred. But y'all niggas steal this softer than wheat bread. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honey, you and papaya. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honey, you and papaya. An ignorant ass rapper, cut your dreads, motherfucker.
What's a double to a block?
A dead motherfucker.
approach them and scorch them. Yeah, then I'm killing them. Put pressure on the back and make them lose their equilibrium. Then take your bitch and make her give me face front. And bust a big nut on that whole lace front. Bad black motherfucker, bow down in my presence. You know you're the king when you're pissing off the peasants. Cut his ear off, soak him in the Smirnoff. Before you kill him, burn his motherfucking beard off. Demolition, we loot, cock and shoot. Blow the roof off and poop like Rock Mara. If you wanna fight back, motherfucker, go ahead. Fuck around and come up short like a midget with no legs. Come to the side, you can't get past us. Stop lying, turnkey, shut your bitch ass up. Yeah, you ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya.
Back here again at Murder Master Music Show. That's my brother, the Bad Black, with the song Liar. You see the kind of music we play, Shan. You know we're with you.
I see.
You know we're with you, man. So what about shows? You out there rocking shows?
Yeah, I still be doing my thing on the show and whatnot.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shit, man, if cats want to get at you for a feature or you know, show, whatever, what's the best way to get at you?
Just go to my Twitter page. All my information is there. At MC underscore Shan. MC underscore Shan. Just hit up the Twitter page. That's where all the information is. Or you can hit up my Facebook page at MC Shan Music. Music spelled the regular old way. No spaces, no nothing. MC Shan Music.
That's what's up. Definitely, definitely. Man, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Man, is there any chance in the future, man, we can get, you know, maybe you on with, like, Rick or Chris or anybody? Or
yeah.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You still talking to Kane?
Say hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, you talk to Kane at all?
Yeah, I spoke to Kane the other day. I'm trying to get him on the remix of the Bring Hip Hop Back. I already got Craig G's verse. I'm trying to get Kane to finish his verse and send it in. I want to keep it a Juice Crew thing. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Kane, he would kill that too. That would be fucking amazing right there. Yeah,
right.
Let's try. I'm gonna stay in contact with you, and let's try to set up a show because what I do here is I like to do reunion shows where I bring on like five motherfuckers from one crew, whatever. And we just all chop it up, man, and give it to the fans, because that's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
so keep me locked in. Keep me locked in and keep me posted. Just let me know.
I got you. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
Thank you for having me tonight, and thank everybody for listening. Big shout to Red for calling in, you know what I'm saying? And that's about it. Remember, check me out at Twitter, MC underscore Shan. MC underscore Shan. I like tweeting. I handle my own Twitter page. I don't got no administrator and whatnot.
I see that. I see you be going off on fools, too. That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
And look, and fuckheads, all you fuckwads that want to fuck with me, you want my attention? Oh, I'll give you my attention. I'm witty with my shit. You better be good with yours, because I'm going to fucking fry you a new asshole trying to fuck with me.
Shit. That's what's up, man. Thank you. I appreciate you, Sam.
Look, I appreciate you too, brother.
That's what's up, man. Hey, legendary MC Shan. I mean, like I said, if you're into hip-hop, if you're into rap music, if you're any type of fucking historian, you don't know who the fuck, MC Shan is, you got to go back and do your homework. That dude was just a fucking, it was an iconic moment for him and Red to be on the phone. Red brought up a memory that happened probably 25 years ago, you know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here. VH1, BET, allhiphop.com, all you fucking lamestream media outlets, you fucking lamestream magazines, you fuckboy DJs, you ain't doing shit like this. You know what I'm saying? This shit is what we're trying to do is preserve the essence of fucking rap music as a whole. state to state, city to city, you know what I'm saying, country to country. That's what the fuck we're trying to do, so we're going to continue to do that shit right here. And, you know what I'm saying, since Ready Red was on, man, let's go back and listen to some old fucking Rap-A-Lot shit, man. This was after Red had left, but this is one of my favorite songs, man. This is the Fifth Ward Boys, Blood, Sweat, and Glory. It's some hard street shit from back in the day, off the album Ghetto Dope. Check this shit out. Show. And I remember as a kid, you know what I'm saying, one of my first introductions into hip-hop, of course, my older brother, he had the Run DMC Raising Hell tape. I remember I went to a fucking garage sale. This motherfucker had a box of tapes. All that shit was in there. MC Shan, all that East Coast shit. So I was bumping that shit before I got a chance to get a hold of anything else. So I definitely got love in my heart for the East Coast. And there's some cats on the East Coast now that's killing it, man. My boy Six put me up on him. Sutter Kane, fuck that Necro motherfucker, man. I ain't fucking with that dude. Him and his fucking his weird little rituals and his sick fucking oral suction fucking rabbi bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna get off into you know what I'm saying, this Sutter Kane track right here. It's called Y'all Ain't Kill Me. Check this shit out right here on the Murder Master Music Show. We'll be right back. There ain't no format here. It's just me ranting about whatever the fuck I want to rant about, and playing music and bringing on guests and having motherfuckers call in. So, fuck it.
You cunt, what am I? A dog?
You put
Suffocating.
What?
Hey, Swoop. You live.
What's up?
Hey, I love your impression of the Informer. That was classic.
Informer. Hey, that's
don't do it again, please. My ears are already bleeding. But I'm gonna get off into your song "Full Blooded" off the album. You know, saying which only had. I mean, usually you do features, man, but that only had one feature, and it was Six, who, you know, pretty much went off on slapping up broads. That was classic.
Yeah, Six straight handed it to them bitches, man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Shout out
to the brothers. And if I could get anybody to go in on some broads, man, I might have to get the brother Six. Not only is he great at art, he's also great at putting down bitches.
Yeah, putting down bitches and midgets. Definitely, you can't forget about the midgets.
And we ain't talking about you real women. We talking about you hoes.
Yeah, you motherfucking bitches. That's right. But I'm gonna play the song "Full Blooded," man. It's some real subject matter. Explain it to me, man. What was going through your mind when you wrote this shit?
Man, it's just, man, in Cali, growing up in Cali, man, saying fool, like everybody says fool. It don't matter if you white, Mexican, black, Asian. It's always like, what's up, fool, man? What's up, fool? You know, just always saying fool, calling people fool like you would call people dog or homie or partner or God on the East Coast or cuz or whatever. We always say, what's up, fool?
Or if you're from Philly and your name is Farid, Pellicle Assassin, you say, what up, kid?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Pellicle Assassin. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, full-blooded just came along, man. You full-blooded, you might act wild, you might act crazy, you might just be a fool, and it's in your blood. If you're a fool, it's in your blood. So that's how that song came along, man, just real shit, being a fool. And a fool, you know, it's not, you think a fool, you might think of like the jester or someone to entertain the king, but that's because he was a fool. He was wild and he entertains people, and that's what I try to do.
But the song itself, it's got real subject matter about some shit that we're facing right now as far as people.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely about, you know, about industry stuff and living and all that stuff, so. But that's all in it, too, because if you've fallen into that, then you're a fool, too. A fool could go two ways. It could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if you want to get that album, you can get it for free. You put it out for free. What made you decide to put it out for free when you could easily sell the motherfucker?
Man, sometimes, dog, it's not about, you know, it's not about getting money or going through all the trouble to try to promote and all that. I feel, you know, if you put out a record, maybe so many people will download it that the next time you put out another record that they'll come flocking. Or, you know, maybe if you put out this magazine and they heard Full Blood and they're like, Full Blood, it was raw. And then they see the magazine's coming out and it's got another free record, I'm a Murderer. They're going to be like, oh, man, I'm going to go ahead and cop that magazine so I can see what Swoop's saying on the next record.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the plan. That's what we're hoping for. So everybody go out there and cop the magazine for real. UGS.
We all got to work together and shit. And out of this movement, you know what I'm saying, there's been a lot of people that have been helping, and you definitely one of the few that has been helping. And we all salute you. You gave us a home for the website.
Believe,
you built the motherfucker. You built the motherfucker when we got
movement.
Dropped, so... Basically, we got kicked out of our apartment. You took us into the homeless shelter and then got us a new place to live. So, you know, when we was out there eating at the Top Ramen and the fucking cans of fucking what do they call them things? Those little sausages, whatever the fuck they're called. When we was out there starving.
Weenies.
Yeah, weenies. We was, that doesn't sound good either. But, You helped us out a lot. I appreciate it, man. And this is you know what I'm saying, Full Blooded, right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Before I get rid of you, is there anything you want to say to anybody or anything? Or
I give props to UGS, man. I love UGS. FTI, fuck the Illuminati, man. Props to Mac J, the homie Mac Mizzle, Guy Sick, you know, Bad Black, Emo, Press. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The homies in Memphis. all the way to Chicago, you know, the Cali Fools. Shit, there's too many y'all to name. I got love for all y'all, though.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thanks a lot, Swoop. Yeah, we're going to get off into this full-blooded track right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick, and you listening to my boy Scott Beta. Mix it all up on the Murder Master Music Show.
Man, this song right here is called Full-Blooded, man. It's about being just a fool, man. It's about, you know, going against the grain, man. Going against the word of the government. Going against the word of the officials, the people that try to put you in order and try to control you and make you do what they want you to do, man. It's about being yourself. It's about representing for your people and staying true to the everything you are inside, man. It's the blood that runs through you. It's that full-blooded.
I'm full-blooded. Say what I think. Worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full-blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full-blooded, I stay double. In trouble, talking mumble, keep the rumble. In the trunk slapping, still sagging. Still wearing dickies with some Chuck Steak packing. Open carry, get your ass buried. 22, 38, 45, the shit buried. Situation, got me cautious. I stay sipped up, don't slip in the coffin. Motherfuckers wanna see me get shot. Cause I say fuck the church, government and cops. They all plot, plan extermination. You think not, homie, get your education. This shit's real with it, I won't deal with it. I'ma stand up cause a fool can't live with it. I refuse to change, won't bow down to your game. I'm full-blooded and a fool gon' remain the same. I'm full-blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full-blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full-blooded. Stay buddy, guys coming, tell your brother, start running. They wanna get you scared and locked up in their culture. Don't eat the meat, cause that meat ain't kosher. It got them chemicals, you get cancer from it. You can feel the devil or that goddamn media coming. I fear the law, man, he's a real threat. They done it, the states is some real debt. They try to infiltrate, rap music, change it up. Take away the gangster, make these rapping kids beg as fuck. Brainwashing you, that's exactly what they do. They wanna do it to me and you, but I'm a motherfucking fool. I'ma live for me, white feet are still rocking. Windows rolled down, blasted straight out of Compton. I refuse to change, won't bow down to your game. I'm full-blooded and a fool gon' remain the same. I'm full-blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink, I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full-blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink, I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite.
You know I'm a motherfucking fool, man. I got these lawyers, politicians, the government officials, and police authorities, man. People trying to put these motherfucking labels on us, parental advisory and all that, man, I just say no.
I'm full-blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink, I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full-blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink, I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite.
Substance, that's what the fuck that is. I'm gonna bring on my brothers Mac J and Devil Six, you know what I'm saying? They got the KFYB Fuck You Bitch coming on Saturday, just here in a couple days. What's up, fellas?
What up, what in my ass going on?
Man, last week's show was a
hell of a show tonight, man. That's some shit.
Yeah, history. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man, we're doing shit that these fucks ain't doing. And, you know what I'm saying, it's an honor to be able to share it with brothers like you, you know what I'm saying, and brothers like Swoop. But, I've been checking out your show, man. I think you're going to be on, what, episode 5. You guys got a format, you know what I'm saying. It's just, I mean, you followed it down to a T. And last week, man, with the exception of you getting booted off, which helped me get another free month. Thank you. got one hell of a fucking show, man. What can we expect this week without giving away too much?
I got some more special shit. Through the weeks, I'll be playing little bits of the special poetry slam. So I got some poetry, some special big faced, large tongued individuals. So
large tongued individuals. That's okay. Not Gene Simmons like, though.
No, I'm talking fat mouth retard.
As my guy calls them, the fat, the waterheads and shit.
Yeah, fucking waterheads. But yeah, man, you know what we do? We watch fucking whack goddamn movies and compare that shit up. We give you a little bit of everything, man. We got news, we got sports, we got this and that. And we take calls, man. So the same number motherfuckers got for this show, they can call us and chime in too. But you motherfuckers gotta push one for me to see you on the fucking board.
Yeah, you gotta push one. 714-409-0548. You guys come on 7 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. Central. And then, of course, you know, you got the lovely Velvet Rose, ex-adult star. She comes in. Now, what's her role?
She gives the news. It ain't like regular news. It's fucking interesting-ass news. You got motherfuckers getting shit put through their faces and way too expensive fucking coffee machines. It's pretty much everything else you don't hear on the news. Done from our show, because our shit, it's kind of serious. You know, we do a little more lighthearted comedy show, about the shit talk, after this. Man, we try not to be too depressed on the show, because, you know, the world's fucking depressing, so we come over there and we make fun of shit. So, yeah, Bella comes on, brings the news, and do what we do.
You have a good time with this fucked up world.
Oh, yeah.
And Mac J, you know what I'm saying, you definitely, I mean, when it was kind of funny last week, because when Six was gone, you and Velvet just kept it going. I mean, that was professional as fuck to do that, man.
I could tell he was gone and shit, and I'm like, damn, I don't want to be no dead space. It's kind of like when y'all did the Church of Reality, it was dead space. I stayed on to just try to keep y'all updated, because I could still, like, you was off, but I could still hear Swoop, and I was like, when it happened to me and Velvet, like, she kind of felt it, too, and it was like, we was talking, and then I said something, and she came right in with a story right behind with what I said, and she had no idea what I was going to say, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, the more shows we do, the more comfortable it seems like we're getting with it, and I'm having fun with it, man, and I love everything we're doing. We're going to have some more big stuff planned, man, and all we got to do is give them a call in and check it out. Plus, I got to give a shit because the Bears whooped the shit out from the Cowboys, too, on Monday night, just in case they
didn't see. You got to go ahead and time that.
Yeah, you got to go in on them. Definitely, definitely. Well, shit, man. Thanks for, as always, man, thanks for tuning in and supporting this show right here. So,
all day.
You know what
part of the UGS Radio
UGS
Network.
Damn right. It's UGS everything with me, man. I'm riding, like I say, motherfucking wheels fall off of however it go, you know what I'm saying? It's UGS for life with Mac J every day.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The 31st, before you cut us off, man, the 31st, you motherfuckers buy the magazine, $2, man.
$2.
Like the radio shows, you like the music we do. The fucking magazine is your gateway to everything. You want to read about the music, upcoming releases that UGS is getting into, and free albums. We got all that shit. What other magazine gives you free albums besides our shit? And we got conspiracy, we got health, we got everything you fucking want in a magazine format. So, you know, go ahead and get your stack of Murder Dogs and chuck some things out the garden and get ready to download some of that new hotness, some of this shit. UGS magazine. Coming at you Halloween for
2 years. Oh, yeah, Six, that motherfucking cover looks hot, too, dog. That motherfucking cover.
It killed
me.
Yeah. Dr. Kafar, man. I'm looking forward to that Dr. Kafar release, man. That's going to be the fucking shit. Ooh, we got to let these motherfuckers know.
We got, and Skinny Man's doing the production on that. I know Skinny Man's, you know, doing production for you, too, Max. So I look forward to the stuff you're doing, too. You know, so definitely keep us posted. We gotta hear more of that Mac J. But all right, fellas, I appreciate you guys, man. In honor of Strange Music, I think we're gonna play this X-rated song, Looking for Trouble. We didn't play this in a minute, so y'all stick around, man. Thanks for tuning in.
UGS for life, baby.
UGS for life.
Catch y'all Saturday. Yep.
One of the greatest rappers of all time, Notorious B.I.G. Rest in peace. He once said, "More money, more problems." And I thought about that, you know what I mean? And if more money, more problems is true, then more problems, more money gotta be true too. Yeah, so under that logic, nigga, looking for trouble.
Eternally unforgiving, homie, none but God could question me. The one and the only, you ain't worthy to stand next to me. If ever gets X-rated, I return to advance the legacy. Giving your knees, confessing me, I'm Jesus, I'm blessed to be. I'll never sell my soul, but I'll sacrifice the rest of me. Whether you do right or you do wrong, I need you to do your best for me. Hey, baby, I need you to put this weed up under your dress for me. This heroin in your pussy, you take this mess for your breast for me. You willing to take that risk for me? You willing to take that trip for me? It's almost Christmas home, girl, let that be your gift to me. You willing to transfer? For crap, work a track of sporting taps for me. For the juice, property, honor, baby, Sean Brown, and cross your back for me. I'm just playing, baby. Somebody take care of that for me. You see, barrel with Pete Parker, but you can join the faculty. It's blocked. You a pussy, nigga, asshole, and a dick. You can't even work a pussy, nigga. The bitch told you not whole. I'm looking for trouble with more money. More promises, true than more problems. More money is true, too. So I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, hey. I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, yeah. Looking for trouble. With more money, more problems, truth, more problems, more money is true, too. So I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, hey. I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, yeah. Here's my syntax facts. I got a beautiful blonde. New house out in the cover, the nice view of a pond. But fuck money, nigga, you viewing a dime. You want taxes, but you better off holding the bomb and let it blow in your palm. You viewing the dawn of a new era, X-rated is back. Tell crackers the dawn of a new terror. Ain't no need for all y'all lying, it's senseless. I'm the king of that town, these other niggas is lies and bitches. I ain't interested in discussing what was said in they rap. Foul vulture niggas, scavengers, bags, scraps. That's why I call them strange birds, these niggas is cockatoos. Get it? Gay niggas. It's probably the trust of a cockatoo. Ooh, no, that ain't about people. But don't ask me about bitch. Don't ask me about peanutty. No love or lunacy. Cause I'll pay a nigga to shoot the nigga. I'll pay to shoot you and shoot the perfect picture like Abraham Rizzuto for the proof. I'm looking for trouble with more money. More problems is true than more problems. More money is true, too. So I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, hey. I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, yeah. Looking for trouble with more money. More problems is true than more problems. More money is true, too. So I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, hey. I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, yeah. Hey, this is wrong. I'm still the Sacramento King. X-rated, low, legendary, undisputed fact. And it seems that the legendary undisputed back at the psychoactive level to the temple with the strap. Blasphemy if you ever said the king wasn't me. I'm like Jordan, you'll never win a ring cause of me. You Charles Barkley and Karl Malone, nigga quit bitching. Retired with great stats, that's it like Mitch Richmond. I put back on the map, Force 5, double XL, homie, I put back up in that. The first murder dog cover, I put back up in that. And history is still back at the back. I put Zach on the map, Detroit 5, double XL, homie, I put Zach up in that. The first murder dog cover, I put Zach up in that. And history itself back to back. Put them CDs in order or release my nigga back to the tracks. I send loads from block star to crack, crack up your back. I dig deeper. I was the first one to represent the perfect state of hood, cheer beaches. My legacy, lyrics vivid like pictures. My niggas living, they quote my rhymes like scriptures. And follow me, I'm sick of listening to bitch niggas spitting like they really representing when they really just sitting in the house, run your mouth like you bother me. I'm really sick of listening, pretending it don't bother me. So call it patricide, cause I'll murk you. I was conceived immaculately and birthed you. That's what dudes both outside Sacramento, fourth block, real block. So I'm entertaining till my heart stops big. Get it understood before we put you under wood, under mud, under grass, making like a thug with your butt ass. I'm the number one freak, man on fire. I'm your sire. Dare you to say that the man is a liar. Put your palm on the bottom and to get your hand on fire. Get struck by lightning, right when you stand on Messiah. Stay ready.
Sometimes I feel like I've been infiltrated. Mama told me I'm too related. By niggas I'm often hated. The reaper keeps me sedated. I waded through life's shadows, fighting personal battles, killing snitches who tattle. I slaughter bitches like cattle, placing them on the hit list, never leaving a witness. Only the real niggas will understand when I fit this. Watch me handle my business in a Gambino fashion. I kiss a fool.
fool when I kill him. Homicide with a passion. Now we missing in action. His body buried in Vegas. Made niggas and painters. We kill for my future wages. Read my murderous pages. Travel through different stages. Discovering my descendants. Been homicidal for ages. Proving that it's contagious. The Reaper won't let him stop it. Since it's coming regardless, I might as well buck for profit. Spit with my Glock and drop it. Leaving his body bloated. Laughing out on the scene. Now they figured dope was the motive. Purchase plastic explosives. Hook it to your ignition. Burn beyond recognition. Found in the fetal position. Killing my competition. Stimulates my ambition. My mission is to look at fishing while cooking keys in my kitchen for design. The penalty for busting me. It's time. Mercenary walking through ambushes, confusing opponents, escaping traps like Houdini. Showing that a G could lead an army like Mussolini. Foreign minister signing the order that I be captured. Then they found the fool assassinated just moments after. See, my objective is to conquer the whole regime and take the art of terrorism to the fullest extreme. Spies from other nations sharing their information, using pit bulls to implement interrogation. Government regulations, killing's my occupation. Federal judges murder with blood. Biological weapons, play at your own risk. A mind full of terror, you're nutty, you're scientist. You wanna ride with me, come and ride to the other side. Keeping your grip up in the air as I guide you. Bucking on motherfuckers. Me and my pistol best friends whipping on you suckers. It's done before dishonor. The penalty for busting me, it's honor. Credentials are Glock automatic, stamped with my initials. Nickel plated pistol for workers slanging yayo from me. Brought them all down from a different town, don't none of my workers know me. If you owe me and live in cozy, be prepared to enter your daughter's school and find a missing from the daycare center. How can you murder a killer? I refuse to die. Niggas be plotting and scheming on my drug supply. Witness a murder recital, flipping murderous pages, ripping on organs that's vital with killer 12 gauges. How can you murder a demon whose heart never skips a beat? You better wake up. When I train, it's strange. Some say the game can make you change when you having things. I'm a G, you a G. So for you and me, until they take us off this earth, it's death before dishonor. The penalty for busting me, it's honor. Use the weapons, I'm going at them. Death before dishonor. The penalty for busting me, it's honor.
Now we're making bigger bucks for my rollout. but I still tell you suckers up. So don't run up trying to test my speed. I make you wish you never messed with me. I may you rest in peace. Sucker boy, ain't no gun suckers around here.
No, it ain't.
Rough town, straight zoo killer down here. So tell me how you gonna try this. Why this killer make you bump your brakes just like mine? Slow me down, fool, I'm starting to speed up.
Yeah,
up in the heat up, big dog, put that seat up. And put it up in the air so we can burn it. Every step I got, you know I earned it, plus I learned it.
Too many suckers and not enough pressure.
I hope y'all fools don't fall under pressure.
Too many suckers and not enough pressure.
I hope y'all fools don't fall under pressure.
I'm a rock town soldier. Only with my rock town flick. Watch me get up on the mic and rip it up real quick. It's the U to the Z-I. I'm straight do or die. Representing the zoo, the M-I-A-M-I. With guns flapping, be happening every day. So you better get your gap just to keep a thug away.
Yeah.
Cause if you flip, we will grip what you got. And if you's a sucker, boy, you better blow the spot. We might get shot for that junk you be talking. Some don't know that they's a dead man walking. I'm stalking, stomping on everything. Knocking out anyone who wants to step in my ring.
Ding, ding.
Next sucker, please come so I can fold ya. No more stretches cause my man done told ya. Too many sucker boys and not enough time. I done killed nothing, this thing's a last rhyme.
tracks, bumping in the ride like show me and jeans to the heart, knowing that the party is about to start. We got tricks coming over at six, call a bub and staff and put them in the mix. Now make it set trip, blowing spliff after spliff, till it's warm my dick lick. Bitch, do it quick, balls up low like a king on the throne. I slip the latex on before I begin bone, microphone check one. I'm off with the guts, just another trick, counting that gangsta funk.
Ain't nothing but the funk, the shit for you G's. Smoking fat sacks on a Sunday Eve.
I dial 989-9755, cause I heard my partner Deuce had the chocolate top, so I
hops off in my lack and rolled straight to the spot. And me stabbing Deuce rolled off in the drop. Popped up on my nigga FLO, and he came out with his dirty hairy Deuce Deuce coat. But tonight, tonight for the G to ride, and all the players hit back front side to side. Pulled into the Emeco on 6th straight and rolled a 5-pack of sweet weavers on my way. Hit that right down the spec to the car wash to rinse off the candy paint on the drop Lamont. Steady giving all these slugs what they want. A heavy dose of this gang that don't gang the funk. It's just a
side, where's do or die, where they who ride, back your pistol on your hip, never know when the funk might drop, you never know when a rival might approach you at a stop, nigga, MP10s and Glock 18s to keep your weight hella straight, when you weigh it on the triple B, phony, stay lonely, live Jackson broke, I gotta keep my skrilla straight, so I sleep with a coat, this is out to my G's, y'all know how we roll, so back your pistol in the air and let some hot ones go, if you's a hustler, hustling every day, cause it's money to be made, cause it's bills to be paid, got me looking for my gangsters, the one who feeling shit, the one who's sipping on that hen and giving po-po fits and living life to the fullest, not no punk, the only ones who bump that gangsta funk.
We just got about 24 minutes left. I'm going to be playing nothing but some old school shit. Say I'll play a little bit of SIBO. Maybe some Too Short. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play some shit, man, that we got to incorporate more old school shit here on a Murder Master Music Show, not just new shit. You know what I'm saying? I play a lot of new shit, but I ain't getting a lot of new ad dollars. So I ain't going to fucking play too much more new shit. If you ain't in the immediate circle, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't contributing to UGS, I really can't fucks with you no more. That's some real shit. I can't, you not only you ain't giving ad dollars to UGS, Murder Master Music Show, you ain't giving ad dollars to, Church Reality, fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You better be giving ad dollars to this fucking magazine, because all you motherfuckers running around screaming about, oh, the rap game, there's no outlets for me, and I can't get my music heard. We're trying to give you that. Now, if you don't want to invest in it, then you have no right to complain. You have no fucking right to complain. If you want to go one of these other fucking magazines that's starting out there and pay $600-$700 a fuck for a full-page ad, $350 for a half-page ad, go ahead. You want to go to Murder Dog and pay fucking $1,000? Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? You can't come over here and spend $100. We just upped the cover today. You know what I'm saying? We made a sale today, so that's good shit. You know what I'm saying? But I want to see that shit pick up. I want to see my fucking so-called supporters, help us out. know what I'm saying? Because there's a crew of us that do a lot of the legwork, and then there's a lot of motherfucking, I see a lot of dudes just, you know, I'll post something and, oh, yeah, check out my shit. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. No, how about I don't check out your shit? How about you pay me? You put some money in my fucking PayPal, and then maybe I'll fucking check out your shit. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna cover all kinds of music. We're not gonna discriminate, but at the end of the day, we're not fucking with fakes. We cannot jeopardize our fucking magazine by fucking with people who are just coattail riders. And on that note, you know what I'm saying, there ain't nothing fake about this motherfucker right here.
Yeah. Put a 9-4, belling through the dough, steel toes on. Creep to the max, you know what I'm saying, fool? Beanie cap on low to the top pocket. It's like that,
diamonds
though.
In the back, sunroof top, digging in the scene with my khaki creep, bitch. Niggas won't floor, 187, and you know it's hard. Motherfucking four. I hit the block on some 14-7, strapped with the mini HK Mac 11. Niggas start shaking as the white goat approach them. Off the block, ass drop, three-wheel motion. Bumping that a top seat, a hardcore stiff like a dog. I'm ready to get sick, so back up off because I crunch like King Kong. On face that's much thicker than a dinosaur's backbone. With my steel toes on, I can't be faded and they can't ready to still stand strong. When dedicated, but they can't play because I'm too hard. Poor 187 proof, pure huffing puff with the flow like a lion's roar. That's just a logo, so get the front row. Stepping up for execution, shackled down, took my boots and with some new hit. That 187 music that got food hip and juiced up to do, but I keep my hips on the slunder. We're ready to rumble, tuck the mic, Linux, watch them stumble. They make the gap fumble. I'm coming to get mine, so separate mine from yours. And I don't give a fuck, fool, cause it's hardcore.
The definition of hardcore is to bust on the next man when he disrespects, and not to tell on no one, always take the fifth.
Fucking with that Southside lunatic, gotcha. Getting with that PG down for that GB. So when it's on, bring it on with all you got. OG specialized in making a Glock pop. So think before you step, think before you speak. I have you buried up to your neck with sand, overlooking the beach, just ass out. And when that tide rolls in, you'll be shorter than a midget in quicksand with lead boots. So shoot when you see the hoop ride. Scoop down your strip and load the clip to bring that hit. Killers live long, so step with some shit. I will drop the groove both deep with both at the clips and tear a nigga's chest up. As soon as he hits the canvas pocket, check up. Jacking them niggas and breaking their ass off some tough. Like Sally Sim, their retaliation is a must. So duck when I bust, cause if you don't, you'll be standing for the whole clip. I'm known to pop, cock and lock, infrared on the nigga's lip. So if you step with the fist, but with that 50 in the steel, fuck holes through a nigga's chest.
Diamonds in the back, sunroof top, digging in the scene with my khaki creep, bitch. Niggas won't more, 187, and you know it's hard. Motherfucking
come
up
off that cane, niggas catching pain. Stick my gaze under their chin, blow they fucking brain. Solo the psycho, going head hunting, coming with them fully loaded, automatic, dumping them. Clips empty, tip smoking, niggas, we ain't no joke. So check yourself or you wreck yourself, or do who ride down the smoke. The streets is getting hectic, and this shit call me the priest, keeping niggas up on game. The street knowledge king, shit that I done seen can make a grown nigga throw up. I'm in a sucker's mouth, watching his head blow up. I'm putting in work, stepping on brains in my steel toes. Any sucker cross my path, and I'ma pick they throw. So think before you move, quit, cause I'm in this. Shit till death do us part, Mark, come get with this. I have you grooving in a drop, keep G's in your pocket. Mobile phone and a Glock, coming up, that's on the block. Come fuck with a real nigga and stack meal. Niggas and down to kill, niggas and when we strike, oof does this sting. Born Roop Diddy, dog killing for the green. Nothing but that hard diamonds in the back, sunroof top, digging in the scene with my khaki creep, bitch. Niggas won't more, 187, and you know it's hard, motherfucking core.
Oh, wait, them niggas down that tip.
Hey, who the fuck is that, man? Let's walk down here and see
who the fuck
is,
man.
Who this
nigga is down here working, man.
Hey, homie,
what's up, brother?
Hey, man, I'm working, man.
You ain't working nowhere near this motherfucker, man. This
man,
house
chief
fine.
Told
hey,
me
chief,
I
fuck your chief, nigga. Ain't no motherfucker gonna work right here.
Nigga, let's go strap up then.
Man, hey, nigga, you
ain't man.
Who
the
fuck
you
trying to put this motherfucker, man?
Sip on some gin and act a fucking clown.
If Chief say go get them bitches, then watch how fast I set them down. Just half a block and they gon' set up shop. Like they ain't seen the motherfucker standing out all night slanging rock. Oh, I suppose they're saying fuck the hoe. What they don't know, below gon' take this Glock and introduce them to they fucking dope. It's time for war when I ain't backing up. See one more nigga serve a rock. It's the last time cause he's backing up. A gorilla shit, nigga, where your heart is at, this shit for real. Serve a nigga a dime on my block, bitch, you better shoot to kill. Or walk the fuck off alive, shut down your spot. Or smell the fuck off your scent from block to block. Money to be made and we gon' make it. But how in the fuck would I let you if I didn't let no other motherfucker take it? Start taking packs like I was off the shit. Nigga, he bought a fist, the one on the right. Can't wait till he swings so I can talk to bitch. Listen, trick, put on the seat so they could take him off. A real killer. And the dough I knew his dick was so 17 shots, cause family to visit his fucking town. In the city of shots, with motherfuckers born a clown. Go pound for pound, international clip, let's go to war. Over money and power, you gotta know just what you dying for. I know this shit is just some ground. After yours and mine's be here when we gon' be smiling. You got to shut this motherfucker
down.
Now
when the bitches try to clown, shut them down. And if they step on your toes, shut them down, shut them down. Now if them bitches try to clown, shut them down, shut them down. And if they step on your toes,
be packed with real clips, and if you flip that strip, it'll leave your ass in danger. Increase my anger, get more time. You better close shop. Niggas at your set, ready to kill your whole block. And the shit won't stop until I give that last word. Coming at my birds, you get what the fuck you deserve. An empty tip with no customers in your gangways. Could have bought that shit and still be out here getting paid. You let a nigga from that joint run your fucking life. You tell him this. It's you that got to pay the price, so save your life. You got a better chance to relocate. Make one mistake, I'ma send you to that resting place. Start having bad dreams, waking up in the mad scenes. Fuck with this killer, I don't think you know what it means. This shit I'll die for, shit I'll make you cry for. He ain't such you shit, but it's the same nigga you lied for.
Hey, this some shit, took your life with 4 rounds. Came to your spot. Now we got some bitch big hundred sets. Now shutting them down is shit to do for niggas. You can't be true with the niggas, so what you do for niggas is come clean. And I mean, live it to the bed and I help still. Search all the working with all the working with no love. And palm that ass with one slip. It's getting out of hand, cause you fucking with some I don't have it all. So that they're ready to fall and put some names across the wall. How do it feel when you fucking with those veterans? Then told the man, shut down his body, now we back again. But about to take place to make you vomit in your own hands. You your own man, mama said that the bitch is a grown man. The choice was yours and now you're for the rolls in 4 days. That nigga from the old days, who kills and go away. We giving them work and now they want to bring it to the table. Motherfuck your nation, motherfuck your reputation. Now what you win is a lot of bullshit. Got nigga running around like Titty with 9 minutes in a pool clear. I grab the headman by his mouth. I'll ride ya, dodge ya, and slide ya to your death with no regret. I touch his neck, his pulse is gone. I shut him down, I shut him down, I shut him down.
Now if the bitches try to clown, shut him down. And if they step on your toes, shut him down, shut him down. Now if them bitches try to clown, shut him down, shut him down. And if they step on your toes, shut him down, shut him down. Now if the bitches try to clown, shut him down. And if they step on your toes, shut him down.
I'm from the land of weed, filthy rivers, pimp players and dope dealers. Got my street knowledge from the neighborhood killers. I'm from a small ass town, but niggas putting it down. Face the facts and figure, Kansas niggas ain't fucking around. Every fool I went to school with is locked up or dead. Every girl that I know is turning tricks, giving head. And every player that I know has got goals the same. Make a meal, keep it real, chest filled with set. Drive by the black eyes, who knows how niggas love the chest out. Crash they pussies, turn this my city. When I'm out here roam to grab me shit, tears from my pills. Been crying for years over the same old shit. Drug abuse, big money, fast cars. Hell yeah, in every state that I see, niggas quick to kill your ass on technicalities. I got homies in the pen, living on the 3-mil rule. They got partners on the street, steady acting a fool. Got an auntie smoking crack, man, she still won't change. Niggas face to face, smoking weed and selling crack from day to day. Selling crack from day to day.
And making moves with them gadgets that keep it popping. My chops in plastic, like always things to keep things hopping. It's a weed, little nigga, take a swig, little nigga, with you put in your
meditated murders all up and down my fucking block. Premeditated murders all up and down my fucking block. Get the weed, little nigga, take a swig, little nigga, with you put in your flipping bus, what? My nigga, my knocker, my rigger, fill him up with slurs. On the north side, who fried? Enemies don't get served. Man, they get served on the daily, watch me break them down. When the tats on my body, you can see that I don't play around. Burning my step flame, leaving a stain up on your brain. Was my domain to see the pain of peace, niggas with the shame. For the love of my niggas, finger, finger, now some bigger triggers. Performance engines can't be toys, your big body business. Squat, no trinkets, bitches be fighting when they see my face. Get to the rid of representing, never coming fake. A ghetto superstore at home on some major things. A ghetto superstore at home, rigging, still slanging bang. Ain't nothing changed, ain't nothing gonna change but my melon creep. Block modules bleeding up your block with that ghetto knock. Triple B hard hitting, been up steady coming outside. This is 7.05, yeah, yo. And making moves with them gadgets, them gadgets, they keep it popping. My shops in plastic, black always seems to keep things hopping. It's a weed, little nigga, take a swig, little nigga, with you put in your flipping bus, bus for your nigga. Premeditated murders all up and down my fucking block. Premeditated murders all up and down my fucking block. It's a weed, little nigga, take a swig, little nigga, with you put in your flipping bus, bus.
Man, we keep it way too real. Any fake niggas walking the streets of Kansas get killed. Orbella just sold me a heavy hot piece of steel. With 17 hot rocks that your ass can feel. Keep it talking and you will. From the projects in Kansas to the 5-6 bill. Niggas living like managed, making big drug deals. I learned from all my folks to be about my skrill and mash on 100 spokes on 20-inch reels. I'm trying to end up with a bad pad on top of the hill. That's why I sell everything from crack to prescription pills. I used to sell ecstasy, but now I chill because I'm about to start serving wet, but just a little. I'm trying to open up this spot right on 36th and Mill, cause I don't want that germ smell in my coop and bill. I keep me a strap because street punk don't yield. I got an enemy that just got shot out up in his grill. Boy, these niggas keep me cracking on the KT deal. That's why I stay posted at my spot to chase the dollar bill. I done seen a nigga deal and they still made his blood spill. Man, the day-to-day life here is oh so trill.
I'm making moves with them gangsters here to keep it popping. My shops in plastic, blacks always seems to keep things hopping. It's a weed, little nigga, take a swig, little nigga, with you put in your flipping bus, bus for your nigga. Premeditated murders all up and down my fucking block. Premeditated murders all up and down my fucking block. It's a weed, little nigga, take a swig, little nigga, with you put in your flipping bus, bus.
Yeah, we're back once again. Murder Master Music Show. Going to play a couple more songs. This one's for the homie Mac J. You know what I'm saying? Some Memphis shit. We were just talking about this the other day, Mac. Man, Little Blunt, man. Players don't fall.
Players don't fall. We just smoke crack and drink a ball out. Players don't fall. We just smoke crack and drink a ball out. Players don't fall. We just smoke crack and drink a ball out. Players don't fall. We just smoke crack and drink a ball out.
I'm laid back, relaxed like a player. Niggas don't stare when I put my Buddha in the air. The smell be strong on a nigga like cologne. Oh, people start frowning like I'm doing something wrong. You think I care? I don't give a damn what motherfuckers say. I got my niggas, I got my weed, so I'm straight. Motherfuck these other niggas, motherfucker hoe. These niggas will bring you down and a hoe will take you lower. That's why I occupy myself with a pregnant blunt. It keep me calm, not on the run, away from jealous punks. The weed, it keep me blink. Sometimes it make me think. What make me get buck wild is when I mix it with them drinks. Hennessy, Alizé, it don't matter cause it's on. Crazy horse, Red Bull, celebrating with that Dom Perignon all the time. Cause I'm living real, down with my niggas and clocking Dollar Bill Street.
Players don't fall, we just smoke crack and drink a ball out. Players don't fall, we just smoke crack and drink a ball out. Players don't fall.
In my winter cup, beating from the Buddha. Hook up with my niggas and we're passing. Blunts around before you pass the blunt. Hit them ashes off the tip. Don't slip or trip and let the blunt drop to the ground before it hit my lips. Smoke, smoke, smoke it up. Inhale the smoke, that's how we go. If you wanna cheap with us, you gotta be a PRO. We do this like every day, smoking blunts in every way. Throw me a shotgun, my son, so I could be in a daze. Laid back in the cup, cause Lil Blunt don't give a fuck. Second mini blunts, chilling with the indica.
Players don't fall. We just smoke crack and drink a ball out. Players don't fall.
Was really? I hear voices in my head telling me go ahead. Something in my mind says I'm better off dead. 13 ways to still counting them down. 9 bodies floating in the river and never found. Seems like I'm drowning in my own conception. I'm my worst enemy with no exception. Cross my heart and hope to die in many ways. I look on the bright side, but there's no better day. Voices are calling me, but I can't call them back. I drown my sorrows in a bottle of cognac. People think, what's the matter? The sound's a pitter patter. I'm losing my mind as I walk up Jacob's ladder. Can I find sanity? You hear what I'm saying, man? Some men keep telling me to kill myself. Goddamn, they think I'm better off dead. But I'm losing my mind, man. Cause I hear voices in my head.
I'm gonna do it.